month of May. Oh, darling, I can't stand it when you look at me that way. Hey, I feel the earth move under my feet.
I sure feel it on this beautiful Saturday morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Citizen Don Brown, coming to you live from the official office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. That's right, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park, and one of the great jewels of our city, the Waukesha Public Library. And here at the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, we believe that making America greater than it ever was starts with education that's available to all of us. And here to tell us more about that is our very own Director of Libraries, Bruce Gay. Bruce, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Good morning. Thank you, Don.
It means a lot that you're here on this gorgeous day. The spring has finally arrived, knock on wood.
Absolutely.
And before we begin, I want to wish all the mothers, grandmothers, great mothers, all mothers a very happy Mother's Day weekend. This opening song is dedicated to my own mother, who's listening back home in the Talking Proud City and is a huge Carole King fan. That opening track was I Feel the Earth Move from what is arguably the greatest album of all time, Carole King's Tapestry album. So during my first few weeks as alderman back in 2019, it was right around this time the city organized an orientation for the new alderman that consisted of a 10-minute meet and greet. I like to call it like a speed dating. And subs from cousins, I think, too, part of it, with the different department heads. And that's where I first met Bruce Gay. And Bruce had told me all about the amazing programs that we had. And before we begin with Bruce, I wanted to read, I sent him this quote that always resonated with me. In fact, I even had like a picture developed. I commissioned an artist to make a painting out of it. But one of my heroes is the great Irish freedom fighter, Michael Collins. And in his Path to Freedom, he gives this quote: "Millionaires can spend their surplus wealth bestowing libraries broadcast upon the world. But who will say that the benefits accruing could be compared with those arising from a condition of things in which the people themselves everywhere in the city, town, and village were prosperous enough to buy their own books and to put together their own local libraries in which they could take a personal interest and acquire knowledge in proportion to that interest?" And I think Bruce agrees with that, and more importantly, that What he really is in charge of, what he oversees, is like our very own local university, with respect to Carole University, but a university for all the people of all ages that we all have access to. And first question, because there's a sense of urgency, it's happening. Today is Free Comic Book Day at the library, right?
That's right.
So what's that all about?
Well, Free Comic Book Day, it's an annual event, actually, and I believe this is the first year we are participating. Free Comic Book Day, it's all in the title. People go to the comic book stores, they can get a free comic today. You know, kind of a public relations for the comic book stores, but also a great way for kids and people of all ages to read something that's kind of fun. So we have a local comic book store, I think in Oconomowoc, donated a bunch of comics for us.
Oh,
and
cool.
We have them available right now at the library. So come on in, and we're open.
Fantastic. So on this beautiful day, take a few minutes if you love comic books for children, you know, of all ages. Yep. Come in and check it out. So there's also been a lot of activity in another way, but also very positive ways. We've had a lot of renovations going on. Tell us about that, but also give us an update if you could.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we are coming towards the end of a major first floor renovation. Library was had a big renovation in 2005, and that was always meant to be part one of two parts. And we are finally getting to part two of that. In the interim years between 2005 and now, of course, a lot of things have changed, and so our plans for the renovation changed. And what we, you know, we had a community committee that helped us form the plan for this. We did strategic planning where we talked to a lot of different people. And one of the things that came out was that people would like to have places where they could meet and gather. That they felt downtown didn't have good places for either small groups or even large groups to regularly meet. And so we incorporated that into the plan. And we, previous to this renovation, we had a community room that could seat about 60, 65 people. And with this renovation, now we have tripled the size of that room. So we have a 180 seat community room that's available for people. We've added 4 small conference rooms. Previously, we didn't have any small conference rooms. So, I mean, a room that could seat 4 to 10 people. And we would have, say a book club would call us and say, we'd like to have our book club meet at the library. And we'd have to say, no, you can't, because we don't have space for you. And for a library director to say no to a book club is really like the worst thing. It's the biggest sin for library directors. Those are the people you want to keep in your building. So now we can start saying very yes cool. to those people.
Terrific.
We also, the library has a long history. We're 125 years old. It's found in 1896.
Almost as old as the city.
Same year as the city. The original standalone library was built in 1904. It's a classic Carnegie library. So the city got a gift from Andrew Carnegie of $15,000 and built the library. His deal to all these cities was, I'll give an amount of money and then you have to match it.
Nice.
So he gave $15,000 to the city of Waukesha. The library is built, dedicated in 1904. We're lucky. You'll see these Carnegie buildings all around the country. He did more than 5,000 of them throughout the country.
Is that building still standing here?
Yes, it is. It's still our building. It's got a facelift. Sort of an unfortunate facelift in the 60s that removed the pillars.
So right there.
In Cutler Park. Yep. That's our original 1904 building.
That was wow. Very cool.
Yeah. So we renovated that building, that part of the library too. And what we've done is made it a kind of a quiet reading and also a space where we can have author events, things like that. It has a fireplace in it. It's kind of wood. All not dark wood trim, so it really has sort of a nice old feel of the library, which the rest of the building doesn't really have.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Very cool. And would it be listed on the Historic Register of Places because of the how long the building's been around? And does that make you eligible for any type of federal support?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Because of the renovations that were done to it.
Okay. Oh, wow. So it's one of those things you wish you had a time machine in.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it was, if you see the old pictures, it was the classic library with the steps going up and the pillars on the side and the big doors open in the front right off Cutler Park. But that entrance was removed.
Okay. Oh, that's too bad. So neat. Well, I was looking at the calendar, and just in the month of May alone, there's tons of activity. There's let's start with Pajamarama Tuesdays, which seems like a regular weekly thing.
Right.
Is that a sleepover or what's going on?
No, it's parents bring their little kids up, usually stories or little puppet shows, and frequently a little bit of dancing. The kids come in their pajamas. That's why it's Pajamarama.
Nice. Okay.
And, just kind of a fun event up in our second floor children's space, which we just kind of reopened because we have all the stuff that we were storing there. We've moved back out finally.
Oh, cool.
With the renovation.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice event. Get 50, 75 kids up there.
Really?
Families, I mean.
Yeah. So, and is there room for more?
Well, we'll never turn someone away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's terrific.
Yeah. It's a nice event.
That's neat.
High energy.
Sure. And then I also saw, there's a Kids' Choice Committee meeting coming. I think it's, next Thursday at 3:30. Yeah. What's the Kids' Choice Committee
Kids'
about?
Choice is, this is about... I think it's even 20 years that libraries in Waukesha County have been doing this, where they basically do a book award program.
Okay.
And kids read different things and then nominate and put together what's the kids' choice book of the year.
Oh, neat.
So, Waukesha has been participating in it for a long time, and a lot of other public libraries in the county and now Jefferson County help out.
Sure. Oh, that's fantastic. Fun. So. It kind of reminds me, if I could digress for a moment. And Jason, how are we doing on time there? Jason, Connor? Both wonderful producers here today. Okay, so we're good on time. Thanks. And in a little while, Connor might be doing his Richard Wright from Reservoir Dogs impression. He does it really well. But anyway, when I lived in Chicago, and I lived there for about 15 years, Mayor Daley, who's the young old Mayor Daley, was a wonderful mayor, and he was big on promoting literacy and reading. And he would have a book of the year or a book of the summer, and it would encourage all the not only the students, but also anybody. And one year he picked To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, which was his favorite book.
Right.
And it was just neat, the real strong response from the media as well as from the Chicago community. And I thought that was a neat thing. And so is that something maybe we might be able to impose on Mayor Riley to give us a
Well, you know,
the book of the year.
It really is
the book of the month.
You know, we've been doing the Waukesha Reads now. We're in our 16th year.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that is the book of the year kind of.
Okay.
And it's an event that starting in early September, we give away 2,000 copies of a book. And
you give away 2,000 copies of a book.
Give away 2,000 copies. It's okay. Typically we get a grant from the NEA to do
nice.
This.
Okay.
And so we don't pay
right,
for the books.
Not, yeah,
but, yeah, but yeah. We're giving away and encouraging people to read them.
Sure.
When you're done, give it to someone else to read. Okay. So we hope that they go through a couple of different revolutions. A lot of people read them. Then we have all sorts of events tied around the book.
Oh, that's neat.
So, yeah. So we'll have book clubs, obviously, but then also we have done, what are some good examples? A bus trip often tied to the theme of the book. So we might be down to Chicago for something.
Nice.
Or so there's that.
So if we do Dr. Zhivago, we could maybe get a trip over to Russia then. Or
right,
Better Times.
Better Times, maybe. Yeah. And it reminds me, we did do To Kill a Mockingbird 10 years ago.
Okay.
So that's been one of them. And the NEA gives a list of books that you can choose from. So
nice. Okay.
We pick out of that list of one that we have.
And then that's publicized through the website and...
Publicized through the website. Okay. And we can't give the title. The NEA wants to release the title information themselves. So we're under a strict media embargo on the title.
But when that happens, though, you can.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. It'll be obvious middle of summer.
Sounds good. Well, hey, we got some bills to pay, but let's enjoy some Carole King. And please stick around because Bruce Gay has so much more to tell us about our wonderful libraries on this beautiful day. So do not go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use?